The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening for an area including Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties. Thunderstorms are likely this afternoon and evening. A few could be severe and contain damaging wind gusts, particularly along and east of the I-71 corridor. An embedded tornado or two and isolated instances of large hail cannot be ruled out. Progress is being made to restore power to areas of eastern Ohio affected by Tuesday's thunderstorms. As of 2:30 this afternoon, AEP says nearly 1,800 customers are without service in Jefferson County, more than 1,300 in Harrison, nearly 300 in Columbiana, and more than 500 in Tuscarawas. FirstEnergy reported fewer outages in Ohio, but crews are dealing with nearly 91,000 in western Pennsylvania and almost 5,000 in the West Virginia panhandle. A Canton police officer fired after kicking a man in the chest during an August 2024 arrest has been reinstated. Brandon Momorov returned to work April 11th. An arbitrator previously determined the city did not meet the justification standards to terminate him. Safety Service Director Andrea Perry fired Momorov in September after finding he violated the department's use of force rule. He was one of the officers who responded to a fight near an apartment complex on Morris Avenue Northeast. Body cam video showed Momorov kick a suspect who was kneeling while another officer held him at gunpoint. The repository reports the arbitrator agreed with the police union, who said the termination was too severe. The decision cannot be appealed. The Stark County Grand Jury has indicted a man on charges stemming from a drive-by shooting in Alliance. 19-year-old Aiden Muhammad of Alliance was charged Wednesday with felonious assault, improperly discharging a firearm into a habitation or a school safety zone, and having weapons while under disability. They resulted from a February 7th incident in the first block of East Ely Street. Muhammad is accused of shooting at an occupied home at least four times while driving a vehicle. He was arrested last month at a hotel in Green. Muhammad is not permitted to have a gun due to a felonious assault conviction last year. His arraignment is set for tomorrow in Common Pleas Court. A vehicle versus pedestrian accident in North Canton is under investigation. Police were called to the intersection of 7th Street Northeast and North Main Street around 9:45 Tuesday morning. A preliminary investigation shows a city vehicle was westbound on 7th and making a left turn onto North Main when it struck a pedestrian. The victim was taken to a local hospital, then transferred to another hospital for further treatment. Their condition was not available. The Canton Regional Crash Team is investigating the incident. A new administrator is needed in Perry Township. Joyce Martin will retire at the end of the week. She was hired as an administrative assistant in 1999 and has been township administrator since 2008. According to the repository, trustees are seeking applications for the job, which will be advertised until it is filled. Salary will be based on experience. Akron-Canton Airport is adding another nonstop flight. Starting October 6th, American Airlines will operate two nonstop flights a day to Chicago O'Hare Airport. Departure times are 6:45 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. Arrivals at CAK are 2 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. Tickets will be available Monday online or through the American Airlines app. American Airlines also operates nonstop service from CAK to Charlotte and Reagan Washington National Airport. A misdemeanor voyeurism charge has been filed against a former Latonia school bus driver and softball coach. 49-year-old Scott Andre of Latonia was fired in February after an internal investigation concluded he pursued recent graduates with inappropriate intentions, struck students on the hand with a ruler, and entered a locker room where a junior high student was changing. The charge was filed today. Andre is accused of having inappropriate pictures of Latonia sixth grade students and staff members on his phone. The East Palestine School District is seeking at least $30 million in its lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railroad. The school system filed the suit in Youngstown Federal Court. Superintendent James Brook and attorney Ashley Case Sletvoldt outlined the complaint during a news conference Wednesday. The suit alleges Norfolk Southern failed to reimburse costs incurred due to the 2023 train derailment, such as housing and transporting residents displaced by evacuation orders and use of school facilities by first responders. Railroad also is accused of not following through on a promise to move and rebuild the district's athletic facilities and construct a community wellness center. A woman is jailed on charges stemming from a shooting at an apartment in Austintown. 20-year-old Isabella Rapucci was arrested after she turned herself in to Warren police following the Wednesday night incident. She claimed self-defense in the shooting at the Compass West Drive address. Rapucci said she was earlier threatened there by a man with a gun. Police were called to the location around 8:10. They discovered a man with a gunshot wound to his left leg lying near a parking lot. He was taken to a hospital. Police say the handgun was recovered along a bike path in Warren. Rapucci was charged with felonious assault, tampering with with evidence, receiving stolen property, and two weapons counts. An 83-count indictment issued by the Trumbull County Grand Jury accuses 8 women of operating a human trafficking ring. The charges include engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity, human trafficking, money laundering, and promoting prostitution. They resulted from an investigation by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Warrants were executed at the Tiger Spa and Sunny Spa in Warren in March 2023. Investigators executed another warrant today at Sunny Spa. The West Market Street establishments are accused of being illegal fronts for sex trafficking and money laundering. The ring allegedly trapped Korean women at the businesses for 3 months at a time, forced them to live on the premises, and perform sex for money. The activity occurred over a period of more than 5 years. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.